We turn now to a musician from Iceland. You may be familiar with Björk or the band Sigur Rós. Well, prepare yourself for a new name, Ólöf Arnalds. She just made her South by Southwest debut last week, and her first CD is now out in the U.S., with another on the way. Christian Bordahl has this profile.
Icelandic musicians are a small, tight-knit, supportive community. They play in each other's bands, they borrow each other's instruments and equipment, and singer Ólöf Arnalds says she was no different.
I was a typical Reykjavik musician in really, really many bands, but then I started working on my own music, and I'm really happy that I've started finding my own voice and making my own music. But I think I went around and I quit like 6 bands in one day to start working on my own stuff.
When you think of singers from Iceland, of course you think of Björk, or Björk as they say it, a huge international star. Ólöf Arnalds, by contrast, is still only really known in her homeland. But one American who has heard of Ólöf and become a big fan is Jonathan Richman, who first came across her on a tour stop in Reykjavik.
The promoters put a woman on to sing as the support act, and we were just not expecting to hear anything special. But after 10 minutes, me and my drummer found each other and said, "Are we hearing what we think we're hearing?" And we kept listening, and we were very much hypnotized. And we said, "She really is great."
Ólöf Arnalds' debut CD, Við og Við, was produced by Kjartan Sveinsson, keyboardist for the well-known Icelandic band Sigur Rós. His own band's music features lush arrangements. But on Við og Við, Sveinsson kept everything stripped down.
Ólöf had all her parts worked out. She knows what she wants. You know, even though she pretends she doesn't, she's just one of those characters. I didn't do any arranging or anything like that, you know. It's maybe hard to call it producing, really, because we just kept everything quite minimal.
Ólöf Arnalds is a classically trained violinist and singer who taught herself to play guitar by accompanying other performers. On Við og Við, she also plays a Japanese koto and the charango, a South American 10-stringed instrument with a body made from an armadillo shell. She plays it on a song she wrote for her sister, Clara.
Kemur þú bróðum að heim, sagði afni Clara, hvernig væri nú að leipa sér að fara í góðan gýr saman.
It's like an encouragement song for her birthday. It was her 18th birthday, and I'm encouraging her to do creative things with her life and asking her if she wants to come over and have a good time at my place and telling her how beautiful her drawings are and that she should make music and enjoy doing creative things.
Ólöf's charango chops and the popularity of this song may have launched a brand new northern market for the little instrument.
It's so funny because now they're selling charangos in the music store in Iceland, and the people in the music store, they tune it the way I tune it, which is kind of funny because it's not the traditional way of tuning it.
Aside from all the instruments she plays, however, it's the sound of Ólöf's voice that really makes heads turn. There's something mesmerizing about the quality of that otherworldly warble and the precision of her little folk songs, as Jonathan Richman will tell you.
When you hear one of her songs and it sounds like she's casually tossing it off, la 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 la, her pitch is really good and she's dead serious about those little tossed off things. Each one, she knows what melody she's hitting and she's doing it on purpose.
Við og Við came out in Iceland in 2007, where it has since sold out its initial pressing of 4,000 copies. 5,000 counts as a gold album there. It's being released in the U.S. now for the first time in preparation for Ólöf's second album, In Under Skinny, or Under the Skin, which will be coming out this spring. The new record has three tunes in English, including one with a guest vocal by Björk. Olaf Arnalds says understanding her lyrics helps, but it may not be essential.
I'm very much into the storytelling aspect of music. And even though singing in Icelandic, I always felt that I was still sort of carrying through some sort of story or giving some sort of impression of a story. But it's a different kind of listening that you get when people understand the lyrics. It opens up new possibilities in interacting with the audience.
For NPR News, I'm Christian Bordahl.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.